V'yala klayim. We also go around and tell people, be careful not to plant klayim. And if you have klayim grown, you should be accurate. Like Rashi says, la'akav klayim has royim. Hanikurim ben asfua. If you have zeroyim, stand the vegetables growing between the two other things, klayim, klayim's royim, you have to uproot it. And this is the time when they start growing now, so you have to be careful now to make sure you don't have klayim growing. Mardishleim ala klayim, it's very good one, Rosh Chodesh Adar. You start talking about klayim, this man's rii, that's the time you start planting now. You plant now for the summer, for the fall, for the spring, and Adar, so that's the time you start. Elo ala shkolim inolim. How come we have to announce the mitzvahs machsa shekel on Rosh Chodesh Adar? What is shkolim got to do with Adar? Is Amar Rav Tavi, Amar Rav Yashia. The Yama Kroda Pasik says, Zois oilas chodesh bechotshoi. That we dash in the korban oila has to do with the special month. That we dash in like this. Omra Torah chadesh v'hovi korban. Like make a new chiddush, make something new. There's a new time of the year that from now on you have to bring the korbanos from the new money. Mitruma chadosha. From the new money that was given. And what does it go on with dash in Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So it comes out that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the korbanos hatzibur have to be bought with the new money that was given now for the new Machsa Shekel. As you give the Machsa Shekel, they start collecting it other, they get it in on Nisan. Now for this whole next year, you buy the korbanos from the money you collected now. When it comes next Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the old money you can't use to buy the new korbanos anymore, you have to only use the new money to bring the new korbanos. Now the chivon de Nisan, v'yakruve mitruma chadasha, since on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to start buying the korbanos with the new money, or the zoy, the money has to be in the Beis Midrash already. So therefore, kadminon v'karina b'yechad b'yadar. Therefore, we give you a month's notice in advance, and Rosh Chodesh Adar, we inform you that there's going to be a mitzvah machsa shekel to be brought to the Beis Midrash before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in order that from Rosh Chodesh Nisan onwards, they'll have the new money to buy the new korbanos with. Ki heichi the lazy shkolim lemigdish, in order that people will bring the shkolim to the Beis Midrash before Chodesh Nisan. So Gemara says, command, who does our Mishnah go like we have to give you 30 days notice? Is the Chura Delay Krib Shimon Gamliel. Not like Krib Shimon Gamliel. The Krib Shimon Gamliel or Omar, Shtei Shabbosah, CEOs, you inform you 2 weeks, that's enough. The time you will learn like this. Shoyalim v'hilchasa Pesach, Koydim l'Pesach, Shloshim Yoyim. Tanakhama says before Pesach, 30 days from Purim on, you're supposed to start learning Hilchos Pesach already. Since you have to prepare yourself 30 days in advance for the Yom Tov. So according to Tanakhama, it's good here also. We have to inform you 30 days before Chodesh Nisan on Chodesh Adar to bring the Machsa Shekel. But if Shimon Gamliel Oymeh Shtei Shabbosis, it's enough to dash in Hilchos Pesach on Chodesh Nisan onwards, the last 2 weeks, not more. So the Zohar here also, why is the Shkolim from Rosh Chodesh Adar? It should have just been from Tesvav the Adar. So Mar says, no. Afilo Tenor of Shimon Gamliel, Kivin the Yom Amar, since we learned that when the Shkolim, that the Chamisha or Seboy, on the 15th day of Adar, Shulchonos Yeshvim in Medina, they are the special money changers. Shulchonos means people that have the special Machsa Shekel. And when you want it, you don't have a Machsa Shekel. So you give the man money, dollar bills, and he gives you back a Machsa Shekel. So the money exchanges were sitting down already in the Medina, means in Yerushalayim, from Tesvav the Adar already. Uvechofe Yoshim Benigdash. When it came already, Chofei B'Yadar, it got very close to Chodesh Nishan, they moved out of Yerushalayim, and they went all the way up to the Beis Migdash. Yoshim Benigdash. Mishum Shulchanos. So therefore, Kadminan V'Karinan, therefore we read it beforehand. In other words, since the Shulchanos start to sit down on Tesvav, so Mela, 2 weeks before that, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, we want to warn you, get ready to get your Machsa Shekel, and if you don't have a Machsa Shekel, get your dollar bills ready, in order that in 2 weeks from now, you go over to the money exchanger to exchange over your money into the Machsa Shekel. So since something special happened on Tesvav the Adar, therefore we start to inform you 2 weeks before on Rosh Chodesh Adar. By the my Pastor Shkolim. Now this Rosh Chodesh Adar, we read Pastor Shkolim that comes out on Shabbos or the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. What is the Pastor Shkolim? What do you have to read? Yes, Samar says, Umachlokes. Rav Omer Rav says, Tzavos B'nei Yisroel V'yematru Aleihem Es Korbani Lachmi. That's the parsha we read, the parsha of Shkolim. The parsha of Satomid, about the Kabonas HaTzibur, that's called the parsha of Shkolim. Oh, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, you read Kisisa. That's the Inya, they collected the Machsa Shekel Kisisa, they gave the money. So Gemara says, Bishleim Lamandi Yama Kisisa, Bishleim according to Shmuel. That says, you read Kisisa, Hainu, the Korola, parsha Shkolim. It's good why it's called this parsha Shkolim, the Iksivde Shkolim. Then Kisisa talks about giving the Machsa Shekel. They collected the Machsa Shekel, it's very good. Elo Laman, but according to Rav, that says, Elaman Diyama, Es Kobani Lachmi, Hocha Midi Shkolim Tziv. Does it say anything about the Shkolim? It's talking about the Korban Atomi, the Korban Atzibur. What does it got to do with the Machsa Shekel? And the Gemara, him, Taim Amai, what's the reason? Kedurav Tovi, like we had before. There's what's the reason of bringing the Machsa Shekel? We had an order. Slash Taim Amai Masin Shkolim, Biyadu, Kedurav Tovi, Shekrivo Kabonis, Biyacha Benis, like we had before. The reason why you have to bring the Machsa Shekel is in order that there should be money, new money, to buy the Kabonis Atzibur. What's called the Kabonis Atzibur? The Korban Atomid. So in order to have the new money to buy the Korban Atomid, that's what you need, the Machsa Shekel. So Mel, it's very good why in the Pashas of Shkolim, we read the Korban Atomid. Because that's the purpose of bringing the Machsa Shekel is to have the new Korban Atomid. It's good. It says dinyan of kabonis and kederav tovi. And what do we bring the machta shekel for? To have new money to buy the new kabonis is good. Elo leman diyama kisisa kabonis miksiva. Does it say anything about the kabonis over there? Shkolim ladonim ksiva. In the pasha of kisisa, just as they collected the money there, to have the money for the adonim, for the mishkan, to make the adonim, to make the bottom of the kroshim of the mishkan. So what does that have to do with our machta shekel? Like the Chur Rav is right. Our machta shekels for the purpose of kabonis, so we should read the pasha of kabonis, not kisisa. And with the Gemara Kiratani Rav Yosef, Sholosh Terum I say, in the pasha of kisisa it says three times dinyan of machta shekel. There were three trumas there. Shel mizbeach lemizbeach. True, they collected money for the mizbeach for the purpose of the kabonis. So there was a machta shekel for kabonis. Vishel adonim ladonim enichnam. They also collected money for the adonim to make the foundation of the mishkan. Fisher Bedikabais, the Bedikabais, he also collected money stam to fix up the base of Migdish, the Mishkan. Pishpem the man diyama kisisa, haino dishoni, hai Rosh Chodesh, mishar Rosh Chodoshim. That's what this Rosh Chodesh Shadr is different than the regular Rosh Chodesh. Because on the regular Rosh Chodesh we read the Pashas of Korban Atomid, called the Rosh Chodeshim, but on this Rosh Chodesh now we read the Pashas of Kisisa is good. Ela, but according to Rav Luman Yoma, Tzav, Esbenei Sholos Korban Lachmi, my Shani, what is it different? Every Rosh Chodesh we read the Pasha Satomid. That's the way we start off the Kriya by Rosh Chodesh. So why is this Rosh Chodesh different? And the Gemara Shani, Dilu Rosh Chodeshim Karishisha, Binyana Diyayma V'chad B'de Rosh Chodesh. A regular Rosh Chodesh we give six aliyahs in the Pasha, and the seventh aliyah is about Rosh Chodesh. Vilu Idna now, Kula B'de Rosh Chodesh. All the aliyahs go about Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, "Honich leman diyama l'seder parshia suchayzer." That's the big machlokes we'll have later on. That I mean, it should be 70 min and mamaftir. This is 67, could be that's the way they used to do. They used to use the, not like we do mafti. Could be shvi, but then they read. Right. That's the machlokes he had before. Right. What this mom yom is, I'm not sure. You're right. Chur this mom yom, now it's going on like that. Some yom says it is early. Not that you're asking, we don't read, or we'll see. I'm not sure. All right, the kids will stop here. We'll finish this out my house. You're holding that Chof Tessa Mabez. Hold on. In the middle, we had a shaila of what exactly is Pasha Shkolim. What are they learning from Parshas Hashkolim? So the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Rav said for Parshas Hashkolim we read Tzavas Bnei Yisrael v'matru aleihem. It's called Menachem Elishai. Shmuel lo ma'kisisa. That was Shmuel. Like we do Lamaisa. On Parshas Parshas Shkolim we read Kisisa. That's why it's called Shkolim. The Pasha talks about the Yom of Shkolim. Kisisa talks about the Machta Shekel. El Laman the Yom is Kobri Lachmi. Hochem Midi Shkolim Ksiv. This is about the Korbanos, the Korban HaTomid. It doesn't talk about Shkolim. Samora says in Taim Lomai. What's the reason we have Pasha Shkolim? To the Rav Tovi, like we had before. The whole meaning of Machta Shekel is at the beginning of the year by Chodesh Nisan, you have to buy the Korbanos with the new money from the Trumas HaLishcha, so maybe we have to bring in money in order to get money to buy the new Karbonis. So the whole purpose of the Machs HaShekel was for the Karbonis HaTzibur. Therefore we read the Pasha of Karbonis HaTzibur, Karbon HaTomid, that's the Pasha Shkolim. Was it this way, Melaman Diyom HaTzavos Bnei Yisrael, Mishon Lefil Karbonis, Adab, it's very good. It says in your Karbonis, and that's what the Machs HaShekel was for, to bring Karbonis. Verse in Kedua Tovi, El Melaman Diyom HaTzibur, Karbonis Miksiva, Shkolim Ladonim Siva. There's a passion Kisisa about collecting the money for the Machta Shekels, talks about bringing it for the Adonim, for the Mishkan, that doesn't do with the Karbonis. Tomorrow says, no, to the Tony Rav Yosef, Shalosh Truma Shem, Shal Mizbeach and Mizbeach, and the passion of Kisisa talks about three different Trumas, three different Machta Shekels, three different Trumas of Stockholm, they grew up. First was for the Mizbeach and Mizbeach. That's what we're talking about, but we're giving it to us at the Karbonis. They brought the Machta Shekel to buy the new Karbonis for the Mizbeach. To show Adonim Ladonim. True, they collected money for the Adonim. That went for the Adonim of the Mishkan, or the foundation of the Mishkan. To show Bedek HaBayis or Bedek HaBayis. A third, the truma was, this wasn't the Machta Shekel, this was as much as you wanted to bring, was they brought the money for the Mishkan itself, for the Bedek HaBayis of the Mishkan. So that's why in this Pasha Kisisa talks about the Machta Shekel for the Mizbeach. That's why in Pasha Shashkolim we read this Pasha. We say now we read this parasha on Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, we read parashas Hashkolim. So the shaila is, how is this Rosh Chodesh different than every other Rosh Chodesh? Every Rosh Chodesh we also read this parasha of Tzavos Bnei Yisrael. So if you tell me now parashas Hashkolim is Kisis, it's good that it's different than every Rosh Chodesh. What's the difference? Like every Rosh Chodesh, we read this parasha of the Korban HaTomid. So how is this parasha Shkolim of Rosh Chodesh different than every Rosh Chodesh? Even though on a regular Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we talk and don't read the Tzavos Bnei Yisrael, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, we only start over Yom HaShabbos, like Vosim, and the parashas of HaChodesh. But I call upon him since the middle of the week, on a regular Rosh Chodesh, we start reading from Tzavos Bnei Yisrael, so Kashmir is now a Pasha Shkolim, how is it different? So Gemara says, yes, Shani, it's different. Dilu Rosh Chodesh, a regular Rosh Chodesh, Kari Shisha Bin Yom HaYoma. When Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, they give the first six aliyahs about that Pasha. Let's say it's Pasha's gracious. So you read the first six aliyahs in Pasha, whatever, Pasha's Neach. Uvechad Bid Rosh Chodesh. And Shvi, Mashman, we're going to call them on the Yoma, that the Machter is Elul Shvi, so that the Shvi, the seventh Aliyah, that was in Rosh Chodesh. That's what they do about a regular Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos. Vilu Idna, but now that Rosh Chodesh comes a Rosh Chodesh Adar, that is a special parasha of Shkolim, Kula Bidi Rosh Chodesh. We don't read the Seder of that parasha at all. We don't read whatever the Chumash should be, Kisisa, whatever parasha we're up to. We don't read that parasha, that Shabbos. But rather, all the Aliyahs are only said from Tzavos Bnei Yisrael. If that means over that Yom HaShabbos, and of Rosh HaChodeshim. Mepharshim speak out, even though Luchur, even on a regular Rosh Chodesh, we have a problem how to give four Aliyahs during Rosh Chodesh. We have to Medalgam, we have to one pasuk repeat itself twice. So first to speak out the Nechdami. Well, this man, the Yom on that Shabbos, last repeat himself a lot. Seven times last repeat himself. And those small psukim of Tzavos Bnei Yisrael, and of Yom HaShabbos of Rosh HaShechem, you'll have to give out seven aliyahs. Say Nechdami, it'll have to be medallig a lot of psukim, you go over and over again. But that's not Kamino. Regular Rosh Chodesh, we read the Parsha of that week, but on Rosh Chodesh Adar, as Parsha Shkolim, we only read from this Parsha of Karbonis. That's good if you hold that during these special 4 weeks of Pashas Ashkolim, Pashas Zohar, Pashas Poro, the actual Kriya isn't from the Seder of the week, but rather we only read these Pashas. So when the Mishnah says after these four parshas, we go back to the Seder, it means the Seder parshas. Means that that Shabbos of Parshas Shkolim, you didn't read the Parsha of the week, the Chumash of the week. You read a different Chumash for Parshas Shkolim. At the end of the 4 weeks, then you go back to the regular Parshas. Then it's good. Here also we say now on the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's Parshas Shkolim, you don't read the Seder of the week, but you only read the Parsha of Kabbonis. That's good according to this Mandiyama. Elul Mandiyama. The Yom HaLeseder HaFtiris, who chayzer, like we do. Even when it comes out Shabbos Shkolim, or Shabbos Zohar, or Shabbos Torah, we don't skip the Seder of the week. We still read the regular Chumash of that week. Just HaFtir and Master is different. So it means to Lechayzer, just means go back to the Seder of the HaFtiris that you usually say. So the Zoy, who chayzer, upashosa diyoyma karinen, masheke the Seder of the week. We read talk of the Chumash of the week, all these Shabbosim, is my Shino. Then we're back to the Kasha, how is this Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's Parshas Shkolim, how is it different than a regular Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? The Echrach this month Yom Hold, even on Parshas Shkolim, you read the regular Parsha of the week, wherever you're up to. Kisis of Kudei, wherever we're up to, we read the regular Parsha of the week. It's only Maftir that we read special. So every Rosh Chodesh, we also read this Parsha of Kabonis. So how is this Parshas Shkolim different than every Rosh Chodesh? So Mara says, Shani, it's still different. Dielu Rosh Chodeshim, Koru Shisha Ben Yonah D'Yoyma, V'Echad Koru B'du Rosh Chodesh. Usually you give out the first six aliyahs is in the Parsha of the week, and just Shavi, we give out for Rosh Chodesh. Dielu Idna Mashenkin today, when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos and Sparsha Shkolim, Koru T'Losev Ben Yonah D'Yoyma, three aliyahs we give out true in the Seder of the week, we divide up only into three Parshas, V'Yabol Koru B'du Rosh Chodesh. And we give now four aliyahs for Rosh Chodesh. The Rosh Chodesh meaning of Sabbath B'nai Yisrael, of Yom HaShabbos, Rosh Chodesh, we divide up like we do on the weekday, we give it out to four aliyahs. Next, we have a kasha. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Aliyahs B'Shabbos. What happens when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos? Is Koyrim B'Pasha Shkolim. We read talk of the Pasha Shkolim, U'maftirim B'Yodu HaKoyim. That's like we do, that's the Haftarah we say on Pasha Shkolim. The klal of the after is always, you read the after is something to do with what the parshas of Maftir was. Whatever the reading of Maftir was, usually the after has something to do with it. So Vishleim, if the Maftir for Shkolim was in Parshas Kisisa, that talks about giving money. So it's good we read the after of Yoyod HaKoyim. The Domla Dechsiv, Kesef Nefoshes Arkoy, those talks about giving money for a kapara. Just like it says in Kisisa, giving the money for the kapara. Elo Laman Diyoma, as Korbani Lachmi, that no, Pasha Shkolim is only this Pasha of the Korban HaTomid. Mi Domi, what does it have to do with the Haftarah about giving money? Sumara says, yes, Domi, Kidur Haftavi, the same talk we had before. What's the winning of giving the money? Is to have the Kabonis. Here also, we have Kabonis, and they were talking about giving money for the Kabonis, so they have one to do with the other. More nice, we have a kasha. Chal liyos bepashos hasmuchalo. Let's say these Shabbosim came out with a pasha right next to it. In other words, Pasha Shashkolim came out right before Kisisa or right after Kisisa. That could happen. Is Beimel of Neo, whether the Shkolim is before Kisisa, Beimel Yachreh, whether Shkolim comes up after Pasha's Kisisa, Kurin Noisa, you read over the Pasha, but Kurin Noisa, and you read over twice, because even though last Shabbos we also read Kisisa, because it was Pasha's Kisisa, the Chumash itself, when it comes the next Shabbos that is Pasha's Shkolim, we read it over again for the Maftir, we read over again Pasha's Shkolim. So Vishleim Alamandi Yomiki Siso Hainu Dimisrame Bahu Zimna. Vishleim, if you say the reading of Parsha Shkolim is from the Sedri Kisisa, it's very good that Kisisa comes out around that time. Around Adar comes out the Parsha Kisisa. So it's possible to say that last Shabbos was Parsha Kisisa, and now the next Shabbos is Parsha Shkolim. So tell the Sechidish, you read over the Sedri twice. El Alamandi Yoma. Saves Korboni, that talks about that's in Pashas Bamidbar, Mimis Rami, but who's Zimna? Pashas Bamidbar doesn't come out, the Seif of Bamidbar doesn't come out now during Chodesh Adar. So Mura says, I tell you, this bride is talking about Levnei Marova, the people in Eretz Yisrael, the Maski with Yerais and Betlos Hashonim. There used to be a period of time that they used to spread out the Torah in 3 years. They didn't finish it out of the cycle that they finished the Chumash once a year, but it took them 3 years to finish the Sefer Torah. So by that cheshbon, it's possible to say that one Chodesh Adar could come out to hold them by Pashas Bamidbar. Hey, it's the third year of that cycle, it could be Adar was Pashas Bamidbar. Moratan Shemel is no raya so far. So we're still back to us. Machlekes, what is the Kriya for Pashas Hashkolim? Is it Kisisa like we do, or is it Salas Bnei Yisrael? Tani Kavosa de Shmuel. I bring you right to Shmuel. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Lias B'Shabes. Kriyan Kisisa. So clearly, the Kriya is Kisisa. O Maftirin B'Yod HaKoyin. So it's right to Shmuel, that's how we pass him like Shmuel. Omer Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Lias B'Shabes. Rosh Chodesh Adar that comes out on Shabbos is Moitziyin Sholosh Torahs. We take out three Sefer Torahs. The Kriyan Ben Echad Din Yonah Shoyin. One, the regular Sedra of the week. V'yechad b'shol v'shredish, a second sefer. V'yechad b'chisisa. And then we read chisisa for the Pashas Hashkolim. V'yom Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Rosh Chodesh Teves. That's in the middle of Hanukkah. Rosh Chodesh Teves. Shechal Dias b'Shabbos is also. Mevi in Sholosh Torahs. You have to take out three sefer Torahs. V'yikurin then. We also read three different kriyas. Echad v'nyon ha-shoyim. One, the Sedra of the week of that Shabbos. V'yechad v'durosh Chodesh. V'yechad v'durchanukkah. Another Kriya, we talk about the Kriya of Hanukkah. So Maral Tricha, you need both his halachas. That both on Rosh Chodesh Adar and on Rosh Chodesh Teves, you take out three Sefer Torahs. The Yitma, we would only say in one place, Vokom Rav Yitzchak. I would only say, if Yitzchak said in the first case, by Rosh Chodesh Adar, Ava Bahach, maybe could Rav Sirle, the Yom HaParshas Golem, as Kovni Lachmi, Uvishtei Torahsagi, as he would only set up a Rosh Chodesh Teves by Hanukkah, I would not know that by Rosh Chodesh Adaros you need three Sefer Torahs. Maybe Rav Yitzchak holds like Rav, that the Kriya for Rosh Chodesh and for Shkolim is the same Kriya, so you wouldn't have to have three, would be enough for two. Kamash will know you have three Sefers. For the Gemara of Alei Mahal of Alei Boyach, if so, just say the Chiddush that by Rosh Chodesh Adar you need three Sefer Torahs. So for sure Rosh Chodesh Teves. And the Gemara, Enechanami, Hach Choda Mechlal Chaver Titma. Levoy Hach, and the Gemara, Choda Mechlal Chaver Titma. Enechanami, one was learned because of the other one. Enechanami, like first he said, Aloha Rosh Chodesh Teves, about Chanukah, and then he happened to say the other one about a regular Rosh Chodesh Adar. The Enechanami, still comes out good according to Shmuel. Fight Itma, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shechal Lias Bechel. Rosh Chodesh Teves, in the middle of Hanukkah, comes down the weekday. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Koru Tlosa B'du Rosh Chodesh, we lay in three aliyahs with the name of Rosh Chodesh, or the Chad B'Chanukkah, only the fourth aliyah, that one we give to Hanukkah. For Rav Dimi, the Menchefer Wama, no. Koru Tlosa B'Chanukkah, we give the first three aliyahs to the Parshas of Nesiyim that we read for Hanukkah. For Chad Rosh Chodesh, only the fourth aliyah we read the name of Rosh Chodesh, Sabbath of Keskovin Rachmi. And Rosh Hashanah. Omer Rav Nani, Kavosad Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Mestavrit. So it's more like Rav Yitzchak Nafcha to say that what at first you read the first three about Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth one is for Chanukah. Because the klal is to Tod Vishena Tod Tod Kaidim, something that comes more often that always goes first. So we have more Rosh Chodeshes in the year than we have Chanukah. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh comes first. We give the first three aliyahs for the parshas of Rosh Chodesh, and then the fourth aliyah that's Chanukah. Omer Rav Avin, Rav Avin says no. Kavosid Rav Dimi Mistarvot. It's more like Rav Dimi that Rosh Chodesh comes last because Mi Goran L'Revi'i Sheyavoi. How come we have a fourth Aliyah Rosh Chodesh? In other words, throughout the week of Hanukkah, we only give three Aliyahs. It's only because of Rosh Chodesh that we give the fourth Aliyah. Hilkach Revi'i Rosh Chodesh Boi Mikri. Therefore, it's more to say the fourth Aliyah should be read about the Nyanim of Rosh Chodesh. Kopon in my heavy law. What's the Maskana? How do we hold? On Rosh Chodesh Teves that comes out in the middle of the week, how do we give out the aliyahs of Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh? We have Yosef Lama, Eim Hashgichem Rosh Chodesh. We don't care about Rosh Chodesh Lata Sikr. In other words, why can't? First we read three about Chanukah, and then we read about Rosh Chodesh. For Rabbi Lama, Eim Hashgichem Chanukah. No, we don't make Chanukah Vik, we make Rosh Chodesh Vikah. For Hilchasa, Eim Hashgichem Chanukah. For Rosh Chodesh Sikr, that's the Maskana. That we give out the first, like we do, we give out the first three aliyahs. We read about Rosh Chodesh, and only the fourth Aliyah we read about Chanukah. The Iker is Rosh Chodesh. The Iker is Rosh Chodesh. That's Todir. That comes first. And Chanukah, that only has the fourth Aliyah. Itma. Chal Liyah is the Vayata Tetzavah. What's going to be when it comes out on after Tetzavah? Yedom Rav Yitzchak Nafcho, Kori... What? Let's say Pasha Shkolim comes out the Shabbos after Kisisa. Comes out Pasha's after the Tzava. So what do we do with Magal Cheshbon now? The Shkolim comes out the next Shabbos. His Chaliyah is after the Tzava. His Omer Yitzchak Nafcho, Kori Shisim after the Tzava. We read six Aliyahs in after the Tzava. Ad Kisisa, until Kisisa. V'chad Mechisisa v'yad Yosisa. One second. Yad the Tzava comes out first, right? So now, the case of Atatitzavah is the Pasha Shkolim comes down Atatitzavah. So what you do is you give out six aliyahs, you finish up the whole Pasha of Atatitzavah, and then for Shiri, you read the next Sedri Kisisa. You call Rishisim of Atatitzavah, At Kisisa, V'chad Mechisisa V'yad Vesisa. Then Shiri, you read Kisisa, you continue on. That's what you do the Shabbos. Om Rabbi, Abai.